Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop Mix and Match Week, titled I Have a Dream Week or whatever, you know? Yeah, because this is MLK week or whatever. And you know what they say about MLK streets?
Yes.
It's always some violence on that motherfucker or whatever.
He's always getting shot.
Yeah, so we about to have some violence on our livers.
That's right. Fuck the motherfucker. It's all right.
Exactly what happens. I am your godfather of whiskey, JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Like I said, this I Have a Dream episode or whatever, because I have a dream. Now, people was thinking like, oh, shit, here we go again. Yeah. There's some racist shit right here. But no. First of all, I just want to put out, is this not the funnest, is that even a word? The funnest, about to make it now. Yeah, the funnest fucking drinking show that you ever listened to. Like, it's got to be, because I was listening to this other show the other day. That shit was putting me to fucking sleep.
I've listened to plenty of shows. Each and every week, I, like, browse some shit, some new shit.
I try to, too.
Yeah, and I always go back to our show, like, yeah, we really are the fucking best.
I mean, I'm not even trying to be, I am arrogant, but I'm not even trying to be.
I'm not trying to necessarily boost our self-esteem and shit. I'm just telling how it is. I'm just stating facts.
Have you listened to these other drinking shows? Yeah. They're boring as fuck.
It's like they're reading up a fucking manuscript or something.
And if they say like the word, like, let's just say fuck or pussy or something like that, they'd be like, we're getting canceled. We're too extreme.
Gotta put a disclaimer before the podcast starts.
We're getting totally canceled now. Here goes our sponsor. Shut the fuck up, please. Shut the fuck up, whatever. That's an every weekly thing for us, whatever.
We are by far the best drinking podcast on the planet.
Yeah. Because it's just not about. It's not even just about the drinks. It's about the lifestyle. Yeah. It's about the choices of drinks. The personalities. It's about the energy.
Oh, it's been a while for this. I thought it was about to come.
The electricity.
The
goosebumps. Oh, my Lord. I had to pull that sleeve back like The Rock taking that. Hold on.
If you had a hat on, you can turn the shit back.
That
worked the hoodie.
I'm in fight mode now. Whatever, Cody. I'm in fight because we fighting for our spot or whatever. Mm-hmm. Especially for Spain right now. Peace and blessings to you guys.
Yes.
I don't know how that dropped that fast, but
I know.
Yeah, the Lord. But there's been a lot of interest. You know what? First of all, I want to get off my back. I'm going to talk a lot of shit on this show right here. If you take this goddamn hood off her. Them goddamn Astros. Them fucking Houston Astros. Everybody knows. This is supposed to be my year right here, Cody. This is supposed to be my year. So the 49ers going to Super Bowl. Lakers going to win the championship. And the goddamn Yankees was going to win the fucking World Series. I was going to have a three-peat. All three of my teams, dude, Cody, whatever. All to the finals. And them cheating motherfuckers, whatever and shit.
Technically, you can have it within the same year because the World Series October, right?
That's here.
So happened this year.
It can still happen. Yes, it should have happened still too.
I know. I get it.
But I should have had a three piece. I should have might as well also. I should have had a three piece with a soda. Okay, and I don't even drink soda. Mm-hmm. I would have gave it away or something. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, here you go, whatever. You can have this, whatever. And give my three piece up. I want that though, with the biscuit.
Yes.
And the coleslaw. I want the honey. Mm-hmm. You got to put the honey on the chicken, baby. Sure. You got to have the honey on the chicken, whatever. Mm-hmm. You take a bite of that bad boy, whatever, something. Mm-hmm. People's like, you can't say that on MLK Day, black man and chicken. Oh, if you don't like chicken, I don't know what the fuck wrong with you then.
Kind of weird.
It's fucking delicious.
It is really good.
And every race makes it very differently and very delicious.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
It's made in all formats.
You tried Korean fried chicken?
It's fucking delicious.
Fucking good.
Mexicans or Latinos, they love grilling their chicken, and it tastes fucking delicious, whatever. Asians love chopping it up and putting it up with everything else, like you just said, whatever, and it tastes fucking delicious. Black people, we like ours fried, whatever, and it tastes fucking delicious. It's all delicious. I never had a bad chicken. Who'd have bad chicken?
You make bad chicken, you know what the fuck you do.
White person did make me some baked chicken once, whatever, and then he put, like, cheese and egg on the inside of it.
That's the one exception of bacon.
Yeah.
You gotta really know what you're doing with that.
The person knows they're doing.
Dry and black as fuck.
It was very dry. And then they tried to stuff it inside with egg and cheese.
Mm-mm.
I said, Why would you do that? Like, no. Chicken's already good. Why would you stuff it with something? This is not a turkey.
No, you gotta know your shit when you do that.
Yeah, yeah. And you need to know how to season. And you don't know how to season.
Game right there.
Something's wrong then right there. So, before we get started, first of all, I want to talk about the Nika bottles getting discontinued. The pure malts, the Takatsuras in the worlds or whatever, you know. And we had one on this show. I believe we had the 17. I don't remember now. But yeah, so that was my favorite brand of Nika. And they've already jacked them prices up, by the way. I saw them yesterday at Total Wine or something like that. Them prices went all the way up, and they were missing off shelves, too. And I was like, oh, it has begun. I think they had one left, though, and it was for like $57.
Okay.
And I said, well, and that was just the pure malt one. And I said, well, I just can't pass this one up. I mean, who knows if this will come back or so, or whatever. But yes, that was, it's funny because nobody wanted those fucking bottles beforehand, but now they discontinued everybody. They're off the fucking shelves and shit. But they're getting discontinued, and it's a damn shame. It is one of the oldest and longest distilleries in Japan. And what the fuck am I talking about? Hold on.
Let me show some respect here.
Put some respect on his name. Would you like some, sir?
Sure, why not?
I have a toast to this man real quick here. Because this is another, you know. The pure malt. We're having the Takatsura pure malt right here. Just a little sip. You know, and that don't expect to see that name anymore. No. Right?
Oh man, that smells so good.
This is my favorite brand of the Nika series. Cheers, sir.
Thank you, sir. Cheers. Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much perfect.
That's perfection at its finest.
Yes, wow.
Yeah. It's got a little oiliness to it or whatever, which is really good. It's oaky, and caramel flavors, whatever.
It's so smooth.
Smooth as hell. It's perfection at its best.
That's too good.
That is perfection at its fine. So sucks that got discontinued, but that's how the liquor community works in these ages here. But this is I Have a Dream Week, and I was going to pull out a ton of bottles or whatever, but then I was just like, they're going to be doing this every year. Maybe I should only do one or two.
Yeah, I'll blow a whole load.
Yeah. Plus it's mix and match week or whatever and shit, so I was like, I don't want to blow my load on the first episode here or whatever, per se, but I pulled out something special. So basically what I Have a Dream Week is, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, which I don't know why, because it was absolute blast or whatever. Really, I mean, you know. I'm just going to put it as about as good as, you know, a barcode episode, but, you know.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, that feels like every episode for us, but.
Yeah, that's true.
It's general announcement. I mean, we're not boring fucks. And, you know, can't talk about, like, I don't know, like certain
podcasts. This beer came from Oklahoma.
I suck my dick.
1972.
Shut the fuck up.
It has flavor notes of spice, caramel, dark chocolate.
God.
And wheat.
Got your Clark Kent glasses on too. Whatever. You're like, wait a minute. Come on now. That right there. My. That's delicious.
Yes.
What are you getting on that? Mm-hmm. It's delicious too?
It is really good.
Oh my God. We should do that one episode.
Yeah, we should do that. We'll probably get higher ratings.
You know that bar review we talked about, what we're going to do for this month? What if we do that for February, since it's Valentine's month?
Oh, shit.
That's what I mean. Like, I thought about that. I was just like, that'd be a great Valentine's. It'd be like, we're in love.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of women. Yeah, we can't just choose one.
I was just like, oh, because we was going to do that, the bar we were talking about. We're not going to bring it up here. We'll save that for the surprise of what it is. We were going to do it next week or whatever, but I was like, oh, that's too perfect for Valentine's
week. That's great. Yeah, good call, man.
I was like, that's too good to pass up right there.
Ooh, that is a great fucking
love is in the air, Cody.
Oh, it's going to be in the air. There's a lot of shit in there.
So I'm going to be in the air. Damn sure, whatever. Yeah. So what do you think of that idea?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. All right.
I love that idea, period. But next month, it's even better. Fuck yeah.
People want to see our inner souls.
Yeah, okay. So that'll be
that last month of February. So it wasn't 24th. Okay, yeah, 24th. All right. So yeah, so
next month.
So yeah, so you know, it'll give people a chance to see in our inner selves and our love that we have, and
I guess to show them that we're not so stuck up. That we're open to love.
We're open for love, yes. I'm definitely going to show you this. Yes. Oh, yes. You're definitely going to see this. Yes. Love is going to be in the air.
You're going to see a whole new side of us.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see, like, you're going to see changes that you know thought you would never see, whatever. You know, it's going to be.
Oh, those guys really have hearts.
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting some chocolates, too, whatever. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get a rose or whatever and stuff like that?
Get some roses.
Yeah. Get a rose. Okay, man, we really changing here. Yeah. Those be our same simple sales this month or whatever, but next month, whatever. It's in the air, man. It's contagious.
It is.
Yeah, I'm feeling it, dude. It's something about that month. It's just,
Black History Month, too?
Oh, my Lord. Maybe I'll get a black date for that.
There you
night.
Go. Yeah.
So, black girlfriend date for that night. Yeah,
black one.
Yeah.
We all cry. All different colors, shapes, and sizes.
Yeah, because, hey, that's what Martin Luther King wanted anyway. Right. Yeah. He had his dream, whatever, even though I had mine first, fucking. I mean, granted, he was just born before me, but whatever. I didn't want to grow up in that time anyway. I said, I'm going to stay in my mama's stomach. Was she even born yet? Hold on. I don't think she was born yet, but either way, though. So I have a dream week. Basically, what this is it's the bottles that we've always dreamed of having.
Yes.
It's the bottles, and I had a ton of them. I was going to go with my first bottle I had a dream, but I was like, no. I'm going to go with something different here. I'm going to be a
different.
Because Cody hasn't had this one yet, whatever, and it was on my best of list last year, and I was like, let's go ahead and just open this thing up, whatever, and stuff. And Cody, what you brought something too, whatever.
I brought something, a little special surprise.
Yeah?
It's very personal to me, and it actually has something to do with the show.
Tell us the story then, Cody.
The story?
Oh, my
so
God.
So you want to pop this up first, or you want to do the...
Matt, put that bad boy open then, Cody. You got a personal story. Right. My story ain't shit.
So, you know, early my craft beer days, you remember there was this one beer I tried. Goes
Corona?
By the name of, yes, Corona.
I knew it.
Yes. That soapy, lagery, ricey goodness, yes.
Oh, the riciness. Yes.
Oh, the corn syrup.
Oh, the corn syrup. Oh, the piss. Oh, you probably have piss in the mouth. Tastes so sweet. It's got bitters in it.
Yes.
The bitterness. That funk.
Yes. Ain't a good funk. He's like, ass funk. So, you know, I remember my craft beer days. When I first started out, remember the first stout I had was Guinness. I was like, man, that's bullshit. What is this?
It tastes so much better overseas.
Yeah, you're talking
about it. Yeah, it tastes so good.
Some watery.
Yeah, it's watery as fuck.
What the fuck? It's wasting my goddamn time. I was like, okay, this is what stout's all about? No, but luckily, about a week or two after that, I got to try it. One of the best stouts I've ever had.
This is a lot about America, though, too, whatever, when you... you go overseas and you have their, like, a Guinness, if you will, and then you come back here and go,
that's
like,
why, we can't brew other people's shit. Just brew our own shit.
And it's like, oh, so this is what they think of us?
Yeah.
And the shame is, like, people drink it and go, like, this is the greatest, I'm getting fucked up. And it's just like, man, no wonder they keep giving us watered down shit.
Yeah.
Because we keep praising it. It's like when a bad movie, like, oh, this shit sucks, it needs to be bombed, but it's making all this money, people are going to go see it, and you're just like, well, what do you expect? I mean, you keep putting your money into it, and it's like, well, same thing with alcohol, when you get, like, these foreign drinks or whatever and stuff, and people keep putting hundreds of dollars into it or whatever, and you're like, well, it ain't that bad then, because people keep buying the fucking thing or whatever, so they're going to keep watering it down for you or whatever. They're going to keep tripling, and they do that. They triple it down, water it down, fucking throw all kind of other ingredients in. Like, it tastes nothing like it did.
Yeah, it's a pale imitation of the real thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Continue, though.
Yes. So, like I said, a week or two after, I tried another stout. I was like, okay, fuck it. Let's try this out. I told this story before. I should hear it in one of these podcasts. That stout was Old Rasputin. Which is actually a mainstay of the show. It's part of our
last drop. Yeah, it's part of the last drop.
Yes, I think it was one of our lists, wasn't it? For
it was. Yeah, it was both our number five.
Yeah, both
our number five. Our beer list was your later half was like my earlier half. So like my 1, 2, and 3 was like your 3, 4 and stuff like that.
Right. So make a long story short, Going further into my craft beer drinking days, like when I get deeper to the shit afterwards.
Looking like Black Superman. Yeah, over there. Like, fuck Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, give me.
I got the shame, bitch. Yeah. Plus, I want some of that money. yeah, Cody, do it. I don't care if Snyder doing it. So what? It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Me sitting there, I can't believe he did that.
He let his dad die in the tornado. You thought that was
confusing. Damn, you cannot be a Superman right at all.
Damn, what's up with the facial reaction? Shit, you a bland. you just gonna let those people die too. darker take. It doesn't work for me. No, thank you.
That dude is a terrible actor, by the way. he's god awful.
He's terrible.
Like, just blank. Like, I mean, just.
That's why I can't watch his new show, The Witcher.
The Witcher.
I recommend it. You gotta watch it. I'm not watching that shit.
No. It's amazing how shitty he was in Mission Impossible. It's just like.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
This guy just sucks, dude.
He still sucks. Like, thank God the movie's so good besides him.
And he had, like, little lines.
Yeah.
He had no lines, let me be honest with you. He had, like, 3-4 lines, maybe.
You can't deliver that shit either. Like, he wasn't convincing at all.
Most convincing he did was pop his fucking shoulders.
No, the most convincing thing he did was die. Get that fucking <person. laughs>
Most convincing thing he did was took that ass whooping from Tom Cruise. But it was just like, he's not really that good, is he? Like,
no, he fucking sucks.
He just really just doesn't have the face for it.
He has the looks.
He got the good looks, obviously. Good looks, but like, facial reaction wise, he's just.
Oh, no. Face act. No, not at all.
He's just Frankenstein monster.
The only reason he's in movies is because he's a good looking
dude.
He's in shape. He's always buff as fuck. He stays in the fucking gym.
He's tall, good looking shape. Yeah. I mean, he looks like Superman.
He looks exactly like Superman.
Looks just like
That's
Superman.
That's the only reason people keep clamoring like, I want him to kill back with Superman. That motherfucker is terrible.
No, you don't. You don't want that. I've never.
He is awful.
You know what sums up
him? Nothing super like about him at all. It looks. That's it.
You know what sums up his acting straight up in all of his movies, whatever, is that scene where the Capitol Hill blows up and he's in the fire.
Jesus Christ.
And he's in the fire.
He's just looking.
He's
like a nonplus look.
That sums up.
He looks like slightly annoyed, maybe.
Yeah. But that sums up his acting ability. Like, it's just like, damn, does he give a fuck?
That shit is terrible.
And then they did it like in slow motion for you too, and you're just like, we still on this scene too, huh?
That shit was awful.
This dude is, wow.
That's one of the worst Superman movies, by the way. Batman vs Superman.
Without a doubt, whatever. I've told this multiple times. I was damn near dying in the theater. Yeah. Watch this go like.
Shit damn near pushing you put you in the fucking VR, man.
I was in the life. I think the only thing that kept me alive was his life.
That shit damn near turned me brain dead.
I said, I'll be goddamn if I die off this movie. I'm going to review this motherfucker, okay? I sat through two. It's 2.5 hours long,
Remember we did that commentary on the extension? couldn't post that shit?
It was longer. Whatever. So I had to put it in, like, in clips and shit and stuff. But it was, like, longer. Let me just sitting there going, like,
that shit was worse.
How is this better? Because people saying, I love the extended.
Already cut. Right?
Whatever. Yeah.
I was like.
But that's a prime example of when they always say, like, studios need to let these directors do what they want to do, and it's like,
No, they don't.
No, they don't. That's a motherfucker that needs to be reeled in.
Put a muzzle on that motherfucker.
Snyder needs to be fucking reeled in like a motherfucker. Okay, like if you when you say that statement, you're talking about your Scorsese's, your Nolans and stuff like that. When you talking about him, no. You don't let him do what the fuck he want to do.
No.
Okay, like.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't get to do what he whatever. He needs to be reeled in.
Yeah.
You need a consultant.
Yes.
Like a motherfucker, okay? Yeah, when I say your Scorsese, your Nolans, your Bays, you know, them whatever.
Goddamn
stuff.
Right.
Let them do what they want to do, whatever. But him?
Hell no.
We saw what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. We saw him do it twice.
Yes, twice.
Or three times if you want to count that.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he did three times. He did three times the charm. Look, you thinking about it, you're just like, damn, he did do three, huh?
WWE rolled with that motherfucker, man. They really did.
Just rolled with him.
They really did.
After the disappointing box office of Man of Steel.
Digging Keys, and you saw how that worked out. He fucked that whole shit all up. That was like, damn, he can't do the universe anymore because he fucked up so bad.
That Man of Steel was so bad, dude. You got the BVS, you were like, wow, this...
double down on that shit.
Makes you want to think about Madden still for a little bit. It's just like, damn. Yeah. It's like, he kind of fucked up a lot more in this one. I mean, Batman.
He fucked up two characters.
Batman's a fucking retard. Like, he's fucking stupid.
Psychotic idiot.
Yeah, like, and then his reason. Didn't he say he was tired or some shit like that in the movie? He was like, I'm just tired. No, no, that was a. We was arguing with somebody, a fan said that. Oh, yeah. It was like, he's just tired. And it was like,
oh, psych gives you clearance to turn to a fucking murderer? Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Then he looked crazier because, like, he's talking to himself multiple times. Yeah, like, Superman flies away and he's just like, do you believe you will? And just like, who are you talking to, man?
No, he can't hear you, right?
He's gone, man. He's gone. And then the whole fight sequence, you're just like, you know, this call could have been settled had he just
had to talk. Yeah.
I mean, they did it in Civil War. And
yep.
It was pretty, same year, too, by the way.
Same year.
And it literally was like, you know.
This is how you do this. This is how you don't. This is amazing.
It's great acting in Civil War. He was just like, wow.
Well, yeah, they had build up too.
Yeah, there's build up.
That helped.
And then you throw in the Tony's death part where he's like, ooh. So he's just like, yeah, I understand why he's about to snap now, whatever. Unlike in the other movie.
Oh, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, but now, like that other movie was just, the mother's at the same name. But which, by the way, they never made up in Civil War either. It was just like, we saw that in Endgame with the whole conversation that Tony had. You know, he was calling him a liar and shit like that. It was like, ooh, great scene right here. Great acting. And a call out. I mean, it just took the means to get back together of, you know, saving the universe and stuff. They got back together because of a name.
A name.
Martha.
And people defend that shit. Amazing. Well, not much more to say about that movie.
Jesus.
Anyway, back to beer.
That's why we don't need to say more. No.
So yeah, so I started drinking like a lot more barrel-aged shit.
And flash. Oh God, thank God we don't do it anymore.
So yeah, some barrel-aged shit started coming up in my my life, my craft beer repertoire, if you will.
Like, barrel-aged, yes.
This is a whole new avenue of beer, especially craft beer, like just open up holding doors as far
that was
as
the
flavor
first bit of craft beer you introduced me into
I mean, I you love it too because most of the stuff is bourbon barrel, you know, whiskey guys, so I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, Jamie's gonna love this shit,
you can't fuck that up.
No, yeah, so I was like, man, I've tried all these barrel aged beers, but you know what, I haven't tried the barrel aged version of
Corona.
Barrel aged Corona. Oh god,
could you imagine?
Jesus. Oh jeez,
it's like a darker piss yellow. Extra funk. Barrel-aged Corona. Somebody listening to this going like, damn, is that this?
Hey, wait a minute.
I got that? I got those bonds. Yeah. You go ask.
Well, barrel-aged Old Rasputin.
Well, I've never had that before. Yeah. I've never even seen that bottle before.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful cab right there. Can I hold that baby? Hold that bad boy right there. That's a beautiful
cab. That's 15. That's from 2013. That's 7 years old, by the way.
Just
bottle.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my victims.
Yes.
I'll edit that part out. We're getting canceled now. Oh, Cody. Wow. Look at that beauty right there. Man.
There it is.
The sputin.
Yeah. Sputin.
He's sputin something.
It's our official drink. Well, part of our official drink. Right?
Yeah. One of them at least.
So this is a drink beer for me.
Wow. This is. Yeah. Can I pop it?
You want to pop it?
No. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to put my hands on the...
Right in here.
Oh, God. I don't want to die. I'm really flitting people. You don't understand. Like I'm about to take like a punch.
It's always life or death.
Yeah, especially when Cody pops a cord. I got my foot up in the air like I'm fucking the Raven or something like that or whatever. Like that's a Raven or whatever and stuff. Whatever. That scared the shit out of me because I was like, oh, God, is it popping right now?
Oh, that was the softest pop ever. Wow.
You know, you've been like getting...
I'm getting better.
That scared the shit. I was like, what's that? I was like, what is that? Where'd you get this from, Cody?
I got this from the Valley
Ralph.
Beverage Company.
No,
yes,
Ralph.
Valley Beverage Company in Sherman Oaks.
I know them. Whatever with the green and white logo and stuff like that. Yeah. $16.99?
$16.99. So all together, like $18 of tax and all that.
Nice.
So,
it's perfect right here.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to pour this like ASAP.
Let's do it.
I'm thirsty.
Let's get into it.
I'm thirsty. So, UFC 246 went down last night.
That's right.
Yeah, big fight field, whatever. They said it might be the highest streamed pay-per-view of all time.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was pretty high up there. Conor McGregor returned back to the ring. That's mainly what it was.
That's a pretty big deal.
I mean, say what you will about Conor, this motherfucker just knows how to sell a fight. I mean, it's perfect, too. I know people hate him, whatever, but he's making his opponents get some money. Okay?
He is.
You need to understand that. He's getting them paid, so... And that's what you fight for, right? Yeah. You get paid, so...
Get that money.
Hell yeah. That's why... Why do you think people want that fight with Conor or whatever? Yeah. So, even Pacquiao was talking about boxing him now, whatever. So I was like, why do you think Pacquiao's saying that?
Trying to get that cash.
Mayweather put another tweet out, too, whatever, talking about, like, oh, man, let's do it again, or whatever, and stuff like that. Because he saw how much the numbers brought in on that fight, and he was just like... Well, shit, easy payday for me, then. They're not stupid at this. Yeah. This has nothing to do with competition shit no more. Nobody can give a fuck about. No, don't get me wrong. They care about winning because they get more money.
Yeah, of course.
When you get more money, whatever. But obviously, they just
like. It's really a win-win anyway.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Whatever. Yeah. Conor lost that boxing match against Mayweather, and he still got paid six digits or whatever. I mean, it's
stupid
money, yeah. Whatever. It's just like. Shit, I'd have took that loss. Please get me in this. I'll take that in a heartbeat right there. So McGregor came back. I got to tell you, because I looked up the tickets for that, because I want to go to a UFC fight in Vegas. I think their next one is until March, I think, or whatever, in Vegas. The rest of them are over in different states. Them tickets last night were $350 and up.
Damn.
I was like, holy shit. $350 a person? Oh, and that's not even for the good seats either. I was like, and that main event went 40 seconds.
I know. That's what you got to think about, because they should be in like that. That could be a short-ass night for all that money. That's the thing. Taking a risk on these boxing matches. Or mixed martial arts, whatever.
I'm just saying. Right. $350 for... And you know that's what everybody was there for that fight alone, whatever. And for it to go only fucking 40 seconds, oh my God. I would have been like, I want my fucking money back. Yeah. I was like, that was entertaining and shit, but I was like, I can't believe I paid $350 for that, whatever, and stuff. The prelims were cool. I mean, they got a lot of, that is a stacked card. They got a lot of prelims and shit, and obviously you get interested in that and stuff. It's Vegas. You get a ton of prelim fights. what's her name? Blew her knee out. the card was not that bad. The Holly Holm fight sucked. It was boring as shit. I was like, ooh, girl, I hope... She's like, oh, I switched my style up. She's like, I'm not impressed with my fighting tonight. I was like, I wasn't impressed with it. Man, Nunez gonna fuck you up. But she finally won against Pennington. Oh, well, she didn't finally win, but she won Pennington in a boring-ass match. Olenek and Green, they had a fight, a heavyweight bout. They got booed. I personally thought, and a lot of the reviews were saying too, like they were thought. I thought it was a great technical fight, as far as like ground game and stuff. And Green is, that's a tough motherfucker, dude. He was in this hold, this like anaconda vice submission for almost 40 seconds, dude. And you can tell Olenek, his arms went straight numb, just went numb as hell. By the second round kicked in, they were exhausted as shit, and it was amazing he got that submission. I thought it was a great technical fight, personally, or whatever. I didn't get to see the Pettis and Carlos fight, the lightweight bout. I did see the Kellar fight. That was okay, decent. The card was just fine or whatever. I think the heavyweight bout was the most interesting. And then the McGregor one, that went 40 fucking seconds. But literally 40 seconds or whatever. Cowboy got hit with his knee when he tried. When McGregor missed his punch or whatever. And Cowboy got hit with his knee right in the head when he dodged it or whatever. And I was just like... I wonder if that knee wouldn't have happened. This has been totally, because he was just discombobulated, as a good friend with Clay Douglas would say. Discombobulated, you know, just making shit up now, whatever. So, or unless in his redneck world, that's what now that word.
Discombobulated.
Took a knee to the head.
I would love to hear him fucking commentate.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
UFC fights.
The fight would be over before you get his full sentence out and shit.
Imagine like if it was like a black dude's fighting a Jewish dude or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Like he'd lose his shit, then he'd be like, I don't have to watch the rest of this fight. He said, either way, they're going to, I don't know what you'd call
whoever it. Whoever wins, we lose.
I just hope they kill each other. I don't know what it was, but I was fucking pumped last night watching this fight, dude. I maybe it's because my sister got in my head or whatever. She told me that I should fight Conor McGregor, and I was like, I'm very, I'd love to take that challenge, to be honest, whatever and stuff. Hell, I made comments on here saying, I'll fight Joe Rogan. on the show before, I was like, I'll take him on, whatever. I know he's got a black belt job, I'll fight him. But I don't know what it was. I was pumped, Cody. I was excited. And I, even to a point, I was just like, man, I'd love to do commentating for this now.
Interesting.
I'd love to do that. I'd probably get kicked off because I'd really get kicked off because I'd be swearing a lot. I'd be like, holy shit. What the fuck? That knee. That knee. And plus, I'd probably be like Stephen Mill, but like, you know, worse. I mean, he's good. Them facial reactions he make or whatever are just fantastic. Mine would be verbal, though. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, he got kicked in the pussy. right in the pussy, whatever. And plus, I think fighters would be trying to fight me because I'd be like, you said I sucked him out. I'd be like, you suck tonight, dude. Like, so I don't think I'd be. I think that's what it was on commentator because when the crowd started booing, even though I thought it was a good technical fight, the crowd was booing. They thought it was boring, whatever and stuff. The commentators on air, Joe Rogan and their ass, whatever. It's almost kind of like propaganda in a way. They were just like, I don't know what they're booing here or whatever. This is a good fight or something. It's just like, you got to recognize what the crowd is doing right now. They're saying it's boring shit. Come on. Call it out then or whatever. It's just boring as shit. It's boring as shit or whatever. So, or even like the Holly Holmes fight, whatever. They just straight up said, this is boring.
Be real.
I know the network probably, or not the network, the UFC company wouldn't allow that. But it's like, still, come on. That's what people like, though. They like honesty and real.
Exactly.
You got to be real in your commentator or whatever. Like that. And that's why I thought, I was like, man, it'd be great if I could do that or whatever and just run my mouth, whatever. Mm. But I'd have to be hired by, like, Fox and not UFC. Mm-hmm. That way you could be like, well, I can get around it because I'm talking shit about UFC, but they don't pay me, so.
That's the way. Yeah.
Therefore, that whatever.
That's true. Loophole.
Decent card or whatever, but I didn't care. But the real thing we need to talk about is this beer right here.
Beer. It's Burr. Oh, wow. That smells sweet.
I like raspberries and stuff, Cody.
Get a ton of vanilla, a lot of bourbon.
A lot of bourbon.
A lot of bourbon. Oh. Mmm. Man, I'm trying. What's that sweetness in the back?
Is right it bad there? That I just snort this up my nose?
Go for it.
I already did. I'm like, shit, that's my jump. Oh, oh door.
High off that.
Oh my lord. You should take me to. No, I shouldn't.
That was quick reply. No.
No. No. Yeah, we have nothing in common. Oh my god, this has got some dry fruits.
Yeah.
I was getting like raspberries.
I can see that.
Mmm. And bourbon though, babe.
Wow, that smells really sweet.
I got something to bitch about, too.
Almost borderline cloying, but not there.
Oh, my lord. Oh, my.
Yeah, you get a little berry note there. Yeah.
Get some berries in there.
I don't get much coffee.
I get a hint.
I don't get a whole lot of chocolate either.
I get hints of that or whatever. I get the hints of the chocolate and coffee or whatever and stuff.
Caramelly hair on
sniff my glass, sir.
Okay, more of yours, yeah.
I get a lot of or hints of the chocolate and coffee or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and sip this. I'm tired.
Going to taste, cheers.
I ain't taste the taste.
Really thin.
Yeah.
Really thin. I wasn't expecting that.
I was expecting it to be like chalky.
Yeah.
Oh, you get those coffee notes.
Yeah. Yeah, in flavor.
Yeah. Coffee notes are sticking out the nose.
I don't get a whole lot of
bourbon.
The bourbon.
No, there's no bourbon though.
It's good. It's not my favorite though.
I will say, out of all the bourbons we've had on here, as far as bourbon, I don't think this is worth the $18.
No.
I think they're counting that on presentation.
Yeah.
Presentation of it is nice.
This just tastes like a slightly souped up version of regular Rasputin.
It does, yeah. I would even say, yeah.
It's like a slightly.
But even that old Rasputin, we're talking about like $7 to $9 there or whatever and stuff. This has jumped up by another half up.
Yeah.
If this had been like $10.50, $11-ish, maybe. But no bourbon. I don't think, does any bourbon beer with that cork cost that much? Or no, you're going to be paying like $18 more or so. That's the thing about bourbon beer, too, especially if you're trying to get into craft beer and you've Cody gave you a bourbon and you was like, oh, I'm gonna collect all the bourbon. Then you end up buying them and then they taste like, oh, this one's not as like, and you realize you spent almost $20 and you go like, oh, that was not that great or whatever.
Yeah, more you get slight bourbon, but when I go for bourbon barrel beers, I go for like more of the oaky, tannin, woody.
Yes, notes. I love the woody notes
as opposed to, you know, the actual whiskey content.
I need the oak and wood. Yeah. I need that charry charcoal feel to it or whatever and stuff. This is sweet. Like,
you know, get more like a it is sweet.
It's a little too sweet for bourbon.
Yeah, getting more of a black licorice-y thing going on here.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that part.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
You know what this reminds me of? Was that 1792 we had or whatever. And when we said it was like an introductory into bourbon right there. True. Whiskey or whatever. It was just like, this is fine. Not for us.
Yeah, I'd be much more high on this. It is like... cost less. And promote this at just a regular Imperial Stout.
Because you probably could have brought three Old Spice.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm cool with it. Because honestly, I would have done like a blind test of this. You would pour like regular Rasputin in this. Mm-hmm. I probably really wouldn't be able to tell the difference, if I'm being quite honest. Like, there are differences, but they're not overt. You know what I mean?
It's been a while since I had that Old Rasputin, so I'm kind of... It's hard, but I don't know. I think I remember liking the Old Rasputin a little bit more. Yeah,
and I think...
But we're talking about almost... When did we have? That was almost a year ago. That was June, yeah.
That was July
or whatever. It was like June or July. It was early. Because that was when we did the Nika stuff or whatever and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. Oh, yeah.
We did Nika in October, but that was a mix and match, so yeah, it might have been actually...
I think it was April.
April or March.
Yeah, I think it was like the first mix and match we did, if I'm not mistaken.
The first one we did was in April.
Yeah.
So that might have been it then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I thought March was after April.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed with this. Kind of disappointed.
It's not really doing anything.
If I'm being honest. That's not bad. I can drink it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just not doing anything. It's not... I don't know. It's not popping out.
Yeah.
It's not sticking.
This might just be an off year.
That's the thing about bourbon. It's what year?
It's 2013. This came out 2013, so it's 7 years old.
I'm trying to remember that year of bourbon, because usually...
Well, you got to think about it, too. This was aged in 2012. I think it's aged for a year.
Yeah.
When they release it.
I'm trying to remember 2012 year of bourbon. I don't...
Shit, that was earlier than you.
I think bourbon was... Because that was when I was drinking a lot of bourbon in 2012 or whatever. So, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm the one that put Blaine's on the match, okay? I was drinking that back in 2012, all right? So, yeah, go ahead and say that mm-hmm. before it was popular.
I made that shit when that shit.
The godfather of whiskey himself. That's mm-hmm. me, whatever. So, but I remember bourbon being a little bit better in 2012. Because every now and then you have your off years and stuff. Like, I think 2017 and 15 weren't that great. But 2016 was incredible. Oh, 2016 was such a great year for you. Last year, I would say 2019 had some good bourbon batches. I would say they were a little bit above 2018. 2018 wasn't that bad neither, but...
See, beers like this, I'm going if the flavor is just fine, this one's just fine, if we have a better mouthfeel, I'd be like, okay, I could buy with this, but mouthfeel here is just lacking.
Didn't we have a bourbon beer recently on here, and we set the same thing on?
Yeah, that's whatever it was.
I forgot what it was now, too, but this almost tastes the same. It's like, where's the bourbon at in this? It was like, I think that one was lacking in the bourbon as well, too.
If it's damn real slight.
You know, the thing is, too, is like, if this was $10,
you could rock with it.
I'd rock with it. I'd be like, I'd probably even throw it, you know, I'm going maybe like, I don't want to throw my rating out there, but it wouldn't be low. I'd be like, oh, that'd be good, because I could sip on this while I'm watching a movie or playing games or something. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. $10. And you're going $18?
$18.
$18. I can buy
you know, two regular Old Rasputin.
Yeah.
I'd drink that.
You can float in space. I mean, you just buy a lot of it. I mean, you know.
Those mangoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, deal. That doesn't make you get $2, probably. You know, that's
out. Oh, shit. Even regular Bourbon County, better deal than this shit.
You could buy a Glencairn glass for $10 and get a Rasputin.
Damn, think about that. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
For $18.
There you go.
Think about that now.
Yeah. I'm at a 2-drop on this.
See, I was going to get my rating, and I was like, you know, if this was $10, I could easily throw a 2.5 on this. Mm-hmm. But easily. But then I was just like, it's not 10, it's $18. I gotta go 1.5.
Yeah.
I gotta go 1.5. I was gonna go 2, but I was just like, ugh.
It's a little pricey.
That price, man. That right. price is killing me on that. Whatever. It's like, I'd be...
Right.
I'd be disappointed because this is how I go. Yeah. Like, I'm not a big craft beer expert like you are. So, like, when I'm looking for bourbon age beer or whatever stuff, like, I'm looking at the bourbon age department. I'm going, like, okay, they have this. I've had Old Rasputin. Old Rasputin is delicious.
Barrel age Old Rasputin. It should be a knockout part, right?
Are you using bourbon barrels? Man, $18, that's a little pricey, but hey, this is one of the winners. And then I pour this and go, like, once again. Yeah. What, or is the
it
lack
could be of a lot of factors, though. It could probably be it's just aged too fucking long in the bottle because it's a 7-year-old beer.
Could have been a bad year for bourbon.
Could have been a bad year for bourbon. So there's a lot of factors going in, but we have to
that's no excuse.
Beer as it is.
That's no excuse.
So we're just drinking the beer as it is in its present form. So we could, that's the only way we could judge. We don't know.
That still ain't no excuse.
We can't base our ratings on what ifs. We don't know. So as it stands right here, yeah, this is kind of a lackluster beer.
That's still no excuse, because if you give me a 2018 Blaine's, I'll tell you, that tastes like shit, so, and I'll give you a 1 on that, or whatever, so, I wouldn't give a shit, or whatever, no.
So, this goes to further prove that myth that the more you age, the better, no, doesn't work that way.
The more I drink this, the flavors are not there that much no more. It's becoming more coffee-ish, or whatever.
I might get any coffee, well, a little bit.
But not even like straight coffee. It's like coffee beans.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Like, because at first I was just like, I'm getting the flavors and stuff. But now the further I get down in this glass, whatever. Kind of
black licorice thing going on.
That black licorice with the coffee beans is mixing. I'm just like, yeah, this is not getting any better. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
Maybe like a touch of tobacco in here, too.
It's something. It's just
decent.
It's more pea than it is bourbon-ish.
Yeah.
It's more... it doesn't have that charcoal. It's like a pea drop in it or whatever, because it's like...
Like a kind of ashy...
It's trying to be ashy, but it's like...
but not really.
No. Like, I really don't like that then or whatever, because that bothers me for certain points. It's like, look, you're either going to be it or you're not going to be it. Drinking it for this show, I couldn't do it. It feels like a chore. Drinking it outside of this show or whatever... It doesn't seem that bad. Like, I'd fucks with it, whatever.
Yeah, this is kind of just nondescript to me.
I think, personally, it's going to be forgettable.
Yeah, so I'm already forgetting this.
Yeah. Like, drinking it now, I'm just going like...
I'm kind of ready to get this over with.
Yeah. Yeah. Drinking it now.
At this point, like, Old Rasputin is, like, one of my go-to beers. The regular one. Not this shit.
Yeah, this is disappointing.
Yeah, I remember trying the barrel-aged one back in the day. I remember being fucking fantastic. I guess my taste has changed. I don't know. Maybe that was a good bottle, because that was early. That was like 2012 when I got that, so.
Oh, your palate's probably changed, too. But no, because, no, yeah, I don't think it's your palate, sir. I think it's the drink.
Might just be this beer. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of, damn. The more I think about it, I'm about to get 1.5. The more I think about it.
Almost, yeah, it's 1.5 for me. Yeah.
I'm trying not to just do the whole thing like we rate beers exactly the same, but yeah, the more I fucking think about it, it's kind of dropping.
Yeah.
By the second.
If I would have started at 2, I think I would have dropped by 1.5 by now, because the more I'm drinking this, the more it's like, ooh. It's just not getting better, dude. It's like, it's just... Do you feel like your teeth are getting stained?
No, it's just... I'm just thinking about the whole the package, the entire package.
Yeah.
I love the bottle. The bottle's great.
Yeah, the bottle's great. I love that old school label on it.
When you think bourbon barrel age, there's like certain periods you gotta hit.
Yeah.
Like you have to hit.
Bourbon barrel age is like the top echelon of like beer and shit like
that. Oh, fuck
that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can tell by that price. Yeah. You can tell by that price or whatever. Yeah.
You know what I wish bourbon barrel age beers would do from now on, but nobody does this? I wish they would list the actual barrels they age them in on the bottom.
That'd be great, whatever.
Fuck it, but nobody does that at all.
Because Four Roses does that. Four Roses does, they'll tell you the ingredients and what they age them in and stuff like that.
No, what bourbon barrels they age the beer in. Like, is it Four Roses? Is it Evan Williams?
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I just meant like far as the ingredients for that barrel.
Oh, no, I'm talking about which barrels. Or Heaven Hill.
I can tell you which barrel this is. It's shit barrel. That's what it is. Shit barrel. That's what it is. Yeah. I can easily tell you whatever. I wish I could tell you, but I just don't taste the bourbon.
No, it's just...
There's no bourbon there, so...
It's a basic imperial stout. That's what it is.
That perfectly sums it up.
And I will take the regular Old Rasputin over this shit any day of the week.
Yeah, see, I haven't had that older speeding since we had it, whatever, yeah. And I remember liking that much more.
Yeah. Like earlier in the show, I said it was like a super version, but no, not really.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you said that, I was just like, man, I'm sure Cody's had it more recent, but I don't think it is.
Man, see, this one do like a compare and contrast with the regular one now.
This is why we did last year, especially a lot of Versus episodes. Mm-hmm. As far as like our episodes of beer,
this coming up again too. Yeah. Regular and barrel aged. I'm gonna do that. I know what beer, but I'm gonna do that for sure.
So everybody knows that like I'm a SAG member, right?
Yes.
Going to the SAG Awards tonight. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna meet my wife.
Oh yeah,
yeah, my future wife.
Future wife, Miss Dasha Polanka.
Oh my lord!
Just saying, just the mere name.
So Cody, you know I've been out of the game just a little bit.
You just a little bit.
A touch.
But so, the only reason why I bring this up is because I got a letter in the mail from the Academy.
Academy.
Here, I'm thinking.
Oh, shit, you got nominated?
I finally nominated. No, no, what I thought it was Oscar tickets.
Yeah, right.
I was like, the only time Academy gave me since you mailed around this time is like Oscar tickets. I was just like, damn, I had to do the least work to get some tickets. Like, I ain't been this motherfucker since 2012. And the only reason I got invited to that was because me and the Fandango rep, whatever, I knew that guy, whatever, and stuff, and he invited me as his plus one, his wife couldn't go, whatever, so I'm just like, or plus two, because I took Janae with me, so, I'm like, oh, shit, I get Oscar tickets, I didn't even have to do shit this year, perfect, because I got this little letter, and you see the back of it, Cody, look at all that, it's got the Academy of Motion Pictures, whatever, I was like, my name was on it. It says, you're invited to join us, Cody, I was like, Cody, I was like,
oh shit, here we go.
Oh, I opened up, I see this envelope, I was like, ooh, I got my tickets to the Oscars this year, I'm going. And you know, not that I give a shit about any of the fucking movies or whatever and stuff this year, it's just the same fact that I get to go to these after parties and everything. So I opened this letter up, and I was like, bam, let me see this bad boy. Tom Hanks, Cody.
Tom Hanks,
probably the secretary. Yeah. Probably the secretary, but who gives a shit? Tom Hanks signed it, Cody. I gotta frame this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then I read that first line. Dear JB, me suck your dick. You are the greatest. Thank you, I am. No. I said, movies has the power to take us other worlds and in doing so, enlighten us about our own. I was like, I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you.
You're right.
Yeah, sure they do. Okay, yeah, they didn't like me do shit, but okay, cool. He says, with the Academy of Motion Pictures, movie lovers will get to experience this on a whole new level. Because you are invited. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, here we go now. And then this one, it got to the fuckery. Now, as a SAG member, I am, I guess, somewhat part of the Academy. I don't get to fucking vote on the goddamn movie because they changed all these fucking rules or whatever and stuff like that. But whatever. I don't care. I don't want to vote on them anyway. I don't watch them. So, it says, the Academy would like to invite you to the grand opening of the museum and you can be a member of it. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. Cody. And so today, Cody, I invite you to be among the first to join as a charter member of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts Museum.
You know, I would only accept that if there's a badass after party afterwards.
And Tom Hanks was
to greet me. It's like a whole enshrinement event, and you'll say, oh yeah, family members, whatever.
If they sent a limo here to pick me up, Tom Hanks was there to greet me.
Yeah, you got the opening, whatever, ceremony, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's an after party. Fuck yeah. I'm assuming there's none of that, though.
I don't see anything like that. It says, as a member, you receive complimentary general...
Is that an envelope right there? No, it's completely empty.
It's completely fucking empty. Okay. There's some shit in there, but it's like, I don't want to sign any of this. They said, do you want to be a... Because since I'm a SAG member, I'm a charter member, apparently.
Charter.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know what that means either.
But now they want me to donate.
I don't know. Okay. All
right. do you'd like to be an advanced charter member? You do $100 up to $10,000. Three easy ways to join that membership is by online, by mail, or by phone. It says, JB, I'm not going to put the company there, and it has my address on there. So, wow.
Can't get tickets to these Oscars, huh?
No.
But I can be a charter member of where the fuck is this museum at? They didn't even put a fucking address on
I'm assuming it's in downtown LA somewhere.
Oh, it's on Wilshire. Okay. 900-3036. I don't know that zip code. What is it, Beverly Hills?
I think, yeah, Westwood, some shit like that.
Sure. Yeah. Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. I'm not even going to give the rest of this or whatever, because why would I? So I get complimentary general admission, digital personalized membership card. I already got that. Member only expedited check-in.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Monthly calendar of events. Digital copy of Member Magazine.
Member Magazine. The fuck is that?
Members only early admission during Member Appreciation Day. Oh, appreciation awards. Oof. Ooh, that really hurt right there. Mm. Ooh, that really hurt. 10% discount in the museum store. 15% discount during Member Appreciation Days. And invitation to members only sneak preview screenings. Bitch, I already get fucking
about to say.
I already get fucking invited to screenings. Okay? why would I give a fuck about that? Why would I care about that? Where's my goddamn phone at? What was this invite they just sent me to this finish shitty ass movie? Okay, like, where's my goddamn this wrong phone or whatever? Goddamn, they sent me an invite for I don't even remember this movie. I was like, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care about it. I don't watch that shit. Okay, I don't watch anyone.
That
invitation to members only sneak. So I'm just gonna be in there with other SAG members. Yeah. And be like, oh, this is posh. Awesome. Like, as if I wasn't doing that fucking before.
Right.
That space looks big. Looks nice. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I can't give a fuck about going to your museum, about looking at your props of old ass movies. And people even go like, back in my CH day, childhood, I remember when Coppola and what's that other fat motherfucker's name? Whatever shit.
That was a lot. That one motherfucker.
That fat motherfucker, whatever and shit. You know, the one they always reference in movies, whatever and shit. I'm blanking on the motherfucker's name. Whatever his name. Francis Ford Coppola. There you go. I don't know. Whatever. Sure. Let's just put him out there. Whatever.
Right. Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah.
Hitchcock. There we go. Let's put Hitchcock in there. I remember when Hitchcock. That's very Hitchcockian. I see that. That Nolan is very Hitchcockian.
That's a phrase, yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Very Kubrickian, yes.
You think I want to see that shit? That's when I walk in and be like, very Mel Gibson-ish shit. And I walk up to somebody else. Very Polanski-ish. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Can we just stop? I know that I'm a member and everything, and I've worked very hard to become a member of that. Remember back in 2012, I remember those days.
Yes.
But can we just stop with the congratulatory pats on the fucking back now? Please just fucking stop it. Okay, it's annoying as shit.
So to sum things up, that letter was just a big fuck you.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got my hopes and dreams up over a little bit. It was like,
Oscar tickets, go to Oscars, and we'll hang out, get some free drinks, after party.
I was going to text you and be like, oh, you going to go to the Oscars this year?
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't dating nobody. Yeah. This year, I ain't dating nobody. I mean, the first time, the only time I went with her, I was dating Janae or whatever, so I was like, I got to take her or whatever. So I was gonna say, you want to fucking go to the Oscar? We gotta clean up nice for this motherfucker, whatever. And shit. It's like,
wear my Sunday's best.
Yeah, put my suit to best on. By Sunday's best, Cody means like leather jacket, V-neck all the way down the chest, whatever. Shit, man, whatever. So, trying to stand next to Channing Tatum, probably whatever, and be like, you ain't shit.
exactly,
whatever. And that's where we go. Let's go ahead and pour this whiskey now.
Let's do. Yeah, I need to clean my mouth out of this.
Yeah, I'm finish that later. So my I have a dream here is the Cavalon Sherry Cask Solus here.
I already know it's gonna be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already know. Look at this. First off, people, I gotta get a beat of this shit.
Yeah.
This I think it's something else. Okay, this presentation This presentation right, look at this. The Cavalon Single Malt Whiskey Soloist. Again, look at this shit. It got a whole description right here. And look, what is this, velvet or some shit?
Yeah. That's silk, baby.
That's silk.
In case girls don't want to fuck their hair up when they want to take a nap or something like that. You know, they don't have to worry about their weave going in their place or whatever stuff. They just,
Feel that right there. Ooh, that's,
look at this shit.
Ooh, that's beautiful right there.
Damn, that's out of control right there. So I almost don't want to drink it because the presentation is so fucking nice.
That's why I got another bottle. So this one, I didn't have a problem opening this one or whatever. And I had
to go. You haven't drank a whole lot yet.
So as you can see, this is bottle number 433 out of 522.
God damn.
That's very limited. Very limited right there. This is a Solus Whiskey of the Year. Cash drink at that too right there, Cody. I remember me and Yoon was looking up because we saw it in Billions, that show on Showtime. Right? Yeah, they were drinking Cavillon. I was like, what is that? And he was like, got a lot of flavor and stuff. And I was like, the Taiwanese were just blowing up. They were winning awards left and right. And I was like, I got to get this bottle. I had to go to fucking Taiwan just to get this fucking bottle, Cody. I was like, I couldn't get this shit overseas. I mean, over here at all. I had to fly over there to get it when I took my trip back in 2016. And this beautiful baby right now, I can get the motherfucker if I wanted to. But, you know, I mean, I'll have to pay a pretty penny. But this is, we talking like $500 bottle here. But this beauty right here, that sherry cask, Cody? Come on, hold on. Let me pop that up in your face.
Oh, yes. You go back. You know you're drinking some sherry shit. You know.
Salt Bay this shit. My jigger.
Swing a little got a whiskey excellence in there. Godfather whiskey right here, pouring it up like a boss. Ooh. Oh.
There we go.
Sounds weird, but I can already smell it. Like, this is going to be oily, which is not a bad thing.
120 proof, 58% alcohol, calf strength, sherry cask, Taiwanese greatness. Mm. You get them aromas?
Yes, sir.
You get all those fruits right there? You get that calf strength, yes, that's for sure. This ain't misleading on, like, like, how's that say it's bourbon, and you don't taste the bourbon at all. Well, you smell that cash drink, don't you?
Goddamn right.
I gave this to a lawyer the other day, him and his wife, a partner, big-time lawyer right there, entertainer lawyer, too. He works with Steven Spielberg and
stuff. Okay.
And he told me, when I brought this bottle in, he said, JB, me and the wife, we do not like cash drink. I said, you're going to like this one.
You're going to like this one.
You're going to like this smell one. Smell it. They sipped it, and they said, you just changed our fucking minds.
Goddamn right.
We're in his conference room at his office, by the way. Whatever. This nice little conference room. We're sitting there.
This shit is so woody. I have to throw you off.
No, please.
So woody. It's just wood.
It's like fucking Woody Woodpecker on a Sunday morning, isn't it?
That is straight wood. It's like fresh cut wood. Like you just chopped a tree. That's what it smells like.
It's like that wedding scene in Twilight or whatever and shit, where they're in the trees and shit like that.
You get the sherry a little bit, but all I'm getting is the wood. And I love it. That's great. Oh my God, that's amazing. Wow.
See, the one I gave you that we previously had on the Blanton's episode was the non-Solus one. That was the other one, whatever. It was just cash drink and sherry. Just cash drink, Cavillon. But this one right here, this is...
I love this aroma.
My number three of my top 10.
It's a roll. I fucking love it. Like, it's not like bright or citrusy, like what you normally attribute to, like, good aromas. Like, bright. No. This just like smells like natural, fresh cut wood. And I love it.
Oh.
And with a sherry. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Sherry blast, baby.
Oof.
The Taiwanese, baby. They
come
had
on, man.
Come on. First of all, this is great, the presentation.
That's the best place to say. I've seen shit probably this entire show thus far.
I would say so. Honest. Yeah.
The closest, how was that? The Crest.
The Crest, yeah. Because they had that little clover leaf.
Yeah. That's the only one that comes close to this.
Look at this gold class.
And when you open that motherfucker?
I mean, you open this motherfucker, little description, the silk pillow and shit. Like, come on, man. I mean, not even the King Alexander sitting up there got that
pretty. I already know it's probably going to be the last drop.
Oh, we didn't even rate the other one. Oh, wait, we did. Okay.
1.5. I was 2 at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that beer.
Ooh.
Oh. Huh.
What am I drinking?
What?
Oh my God. Give me a second. Give me one second, sir. I'm sorry, Cody. I'm sorry. Oh my Lord. Oh, pray to Galactus.
Yes.
Here, pray to the Museum of Academy of Motion Pictures. Would you like to go to that? I'm like, you go ahead and check that shit. I'm like, I ain't going to that shit. Oh my Lord. Please take your second sip. Take a second sip.
Oh. Wow, dude. Come on. Oh. Man. Come on.
Oh, take a second sip.
You fucking right now, right?
Just take a second sip.
This ain't real.
Just take a second sip. It's better. It gets better. How about that third sip? Go ahead. Sip that third.
Oh, man. You kill me right now with this.
Oh. Do you feel that cash strength? I don't think that's false advertising right there, right, Cody?
This is stupid. Mm. This doesn't make sense.
So it's a 1.5, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, serious? Negative 1. Maybe a 1. That presentation is shit.
This is stupid. This is it. Come on, man.
Oh,
aroma enough. Come on, dude. Come on, man.
Now let me ask you this: had I poured this for you last year? This would have been your number one, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This, dude, get the fuck out of here with this. I mean, that's the best way. Jesus Christ.
I think it's time to wrap this show up.
Yeah, we gotta go.
That's it.
There's not much more to say.
That's a last drop.
That's a bona fide last shot.
That's a bona fide last
shot. If this is gonna make the top five, and holy shit, this year. Oh, my God.
We gotta talk about that. Can I do repeats? As far as top five, I guess I could, right? Because
it's a different year.
Yeah. So I could do repeat. Okay, so because this might be in my top five. So I could do repeats or whatever. Yeah, so.
Come on, dude.
Look at that bottle count, though, Cody. Look at that bottle count right there.
Yeah. Well, 522
bottles.
22. 520.
And I got number 433. Come on. I have two of these, Cody.
Bro, that lingering burn.
That's that cash strength thing right there. It's amazing. Wow.
So people don't understand about just alcohol when you're drinking like really good alcohol. Mm. It's the whole experience. Oh. It's not just about getting fucked up and all that.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
We're
way past that shit.
Way.
That's like a side effect.
That's like new shit right there.
Yeah. Huh? When you're with like 30s now and shit, basically.
Yeah, we're godfathers. Yeah. We don't have time to be fucked
up. So for that shit.
Yeah.
It's the whole, the aroma, the flavor, the beginning, the middle, the finish, the aftertaste.
I mean, it's just...
Everything about this, man, it's next level.
It's the type of shit that makes you want to make your own whiskey.
It really does.
It's like, or your drink. It's like, I'll never be able to compete. It's that same thing I had about with the McGregor fight last night. It was like, I really want to get in the ring now, whatever, and stuff like that. Well, same thing like this, where... I really want to make my own whiskey, whatever, and perfect it to this right here. That's what it is.
Man, it is so woody, but get balanced with the sherry.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the oaky. This is crazy.
It's amazing.
This is fucking insane.
It's nice and hot, too, though.
Yeah.
It keeps it hot.
But it's not like a... I'm like a hot that makes you want to gag and shit. Or makes you want to like.
It's
like,
not like a cash drink. So
good thing about the hotness though. It doesn't come on until after you're done.
That's right. Whatever. And
right now it's building up. I take the sip.
And think about this one too.
Stays in the back of your throat.
Like you said, it's perfectly balanced because when you think cash drink, you're like, oh shit, here we go, time to get fucked up, about to
start
and shit like that. This one is like so perfectly balanced, whatever. And I don't know if that's maybe because of the sherry in it. That balances it out and makes it perfect, or it's just the natural ingredients of Cavalon, whichever. The natural ingredients of Cavalon, they have like a little oak in it, cherry.
Man, you really can't get wrong with any Cavalon.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Everything I've tried from them just been.
When I saw this on that show, whatever and stuff, and me and you were talking about it, I was like, I gotta own almost every bottle. I got too many fucking bottles for me to be owning, whatever and stuff like that. I mean, I got like probably 6 or 7, whatever, and I still don't even have nowhere near close, whatever. The one I really want to get is the 10th anniversary bottle. Oh, it's only sold in Taiwan, or like. But even if it is over here, it's gonna be like thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But that presentation is super. It comes with two little glasses and shit like that.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's really fucking nice. Or it's hard to find that even overseas.
You do not want to finish this.
No, it's perfection at its finest here. Yeah. So that's the last drop, people.
Look at that. Look at the lacing too.
So people, that's it right here.
The oil, the
old Rasputin 1.5.
Yeah,
Cavalon.
Fuck that beer. I'm sorry.
Could about to drop to a one now. The drink.
That's thing about some whiskey too. You roll the dice.
Yeah, yeah. We rolled dice plenty of times on whiskey. Yeah. Slaughterhouse.
Oh boy.
Suck my dick, please.
Oh, we made it for it though.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is.
Are you happy we went with this last?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I knew you'd love this, Cody.
Oh man, I'm in love.
As always, glasses will never be the same.
And livers never be dry. I fucked that up, didn't I?
I fucked up.
You said livers.
No, I said glasses. But I said glasses never be the same.
You said you're supposed to say livers. Wait. Livers never be.
Glasses will never be dry.
No, you're supposed to say livers will never be.
No, you're the livers will never be the same.
Am I?
Oh, wait. Wait.
No, you're livers.
Oh, wait, no, I'm livers. Yeah, we
fucked that completely.
We fucked that up.
Sorry.
All. Oh, yeah. take three.
You say livers never be the same. Glasses. Okay, yeah.
Livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
That's not much better.
No, you should have almost you. We shouldn't get that shit down.
Damn, dude. Like, how the fuck that up?
That's the reality. You say, wait, what?